Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
This is Paul Hawksby
and Andy Jacobs.
And welcome once again to the H&J Daily, some of the best bits of this afternoon's show. Well, apparently I've gone a bit viral because of my rant earlier on. I've gone all Adrian Durham. Do you know I was getting I was talking about referees and the backside covering exercise of referees in VAR.
Yeah, but you're the most reasonable man I know.
Well, and no, but apparently I was fuming, according to the TalkSport website. But my standards, I was.
Fuming.
But anyway, I'm quite happy with that. But anyway, you'll hear what gone viral for some reason.
You've become clickbait.
I have. I've become Ken Clickbaits.
Press a button.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, go on. Look at this. Yeah, you won't believe what happened in this clip. Ken Clickbaits would be fantastic, wouldn't it? That's one for the teenagers, Chelsea fans. Okay, so us and Andy Parsons came in, comedian. Always good value. He's on tour. And we covered a lot of ground, including Manchester United's beige shirt and Brexit.
And another thrilling.
Oh, brilliant. Don't ask me. Everything was set up for Andy Jacobs to get 5 out of 5. But what happened next? Let's find out. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Andy.
Yes, good afternoon, Paul. And I can't think that I've ever left Stamford Bridge more frustrated than I did yesterday.
Right. It was you have.
I haven't, because I thought, you know, sometimes you win and you play all right and you're a bit frustrated because you haven't played that well, but you've won. Sometimes you lose and you've been terrible. What can you do? You're a bit frustrated, but what can you do? But this, we played a brilliant team. Liverpool, a great side. There's no question about it. Firmino. I think only an injury to Firmino or Van Dijk can really derail them. I think they're going to win the league this year. And they're brilliant, but I thought Chelsea matched them yesterday, especially in the second half, and just very, very disappointing not to get a point out of it. And but some of the stuff in the papers today, I mean, you know, it's 7 days is a long time in football, but 7 days ago, basically they beat Wolves 5-2.
Yeah.
Then they lost to Valencia. That was a poor, poor performance. And yesterday they put in a brilliant performance. So it's going to be like that. It's going to be up and down, up and down. That's what it's going to be like. How long can Lampard last on promise alone, says Alison Rudd. I mean, really, honestly, give the bloke a chance. I can't think of a manager's ever had a harder job than he's had at the moment. He's got loads of injuries. We all know the transfer ban has and all that stuff. You've got to give him a chance. Andrew Dillon in The Sun, he said, oh, yeah, Chelsea's lack of home form is starting to worry Frank Lampard. Well, I'm not surprised, but he said he admits Liverpool were not even stretched yesterday. I mean, how could you look at that game and say Liverpool weren't stretched? I spoke to some Liverpool fans leaving the game. They said, we were hanging on there for 40 minutes. We were biting our nails. We were really nervous. You know, give the bloke a chance, you know. So, yeah, it's not great to lose twice in a week, but, you know, it's going in the right direction.
It's a lot, you know, with a bit of distance on it. As a Tottenham fan, I can see that there's a lot to be thankful for.
And I thought Tottenham, I mean, that was VAR at its absolute very, very worst. I mean, Son's shoulder was offside. I mean, it is ridiculous.
The problem is that when you've benefited so spectacularly in a Champions League quarter-final, no less, from a call like that, it's, you feel you can bitch about it in quite the same way. On a general note, though, I was making the point to you that we used to always say... there was that old adage, wasn't there? They'd say, you know, you're never more vulnerable than just after you've scored a goal. I think you're never more vulnerable after you've just had a VAR goal chalked off. Because
it's
saw yesterday and we saw on Saturday, we conceded 4 minutes after that turnaround. You conceded, what, a minute?
2 minutes.
Two minutes after that.
Two minutes.
Because in the old days, the flag would go up. You'd realise you were offside. You think, oh, well, you'd shrug your shoulders. You'd get on with the game. Now
you go full
celebration. You go
for
all the emotion of that. You get back and you think, wow, we're 2-0 up now. We'll see see this out, although with Spurs, that's never quite certain. Mm. But I would think if Tottenham had gone to 2-0, they probably would have.
And 1-1, we were right back out in the game.
Yeah, so then you have to pick yourself up. And I'm sure managers will be saying now, look, if they get stiffed by VAR, or if there's a decision against them on VAR, get at them for 5 minutes because they're going to be off their game. And I think it is affecting it.
I honestly think it's time to bring Howard Webb back to replace Mike Riley. I really believe that, because the way VAR's being implemented is just ridiculous. I mean, the Arsenal decision, I mean, how is that not a penalty?
He might have been
wearing goalie gloves. I mean, it was such a penalty. And basically, go to Moss, say to him, go and look at the screen. Then he's not sort of being sawn off by his mates. He makes the decision. That was a handball, wasn't it? Okay, penalty.
Because it looks at the moment as if it's a backside covering exercise.
Absolutely.
Amongst referees. So a referee at Stockley Park looks at it and doesn't want, I don't want to hang John out to dry. He's not seeing that as a pen. Or is it enough? Well, of course it is. We've all seen it. It's a penalty.
He's lent
into the ball and he's handballed it. So not only are you making John Moss look ridiculous in the moment, you're making yourself look ridiculous in Stockley Park by saying there's nothing wrong with that. And had he given it, they would have backed him on that as well. It's not about covering your mate's backside. It's about getting good decisions.
It's about making
this
the
is
right
what we
decision.
Said. If you had Graham Poole and Keith Hackett and Mark Halsey and people with a bit of distance on it who just looked at it as an incident and said, John, go and have a look at that again, mate. I think you've got that wrong. Instead of thinking, that could be me next week, let's back up my mate.
Yeah. And Riley said that, the rest are going to be doing... No one's done it since he said it. You know, so it's not happening.
No one is looking at the monitors.
He came out and said it was going to happen, but it still hasn't happened.
Yeah.
And it should have happened in that game. It should have done.
The other thing is that it's going to develop over the course of a season. We're already seeing that. Probably the Tiedemann's tackle earlier in the season against Bournemouth would now be a red card. So we're going to see it tweaked along the way. We may even see the kind of line technology that we saw with Son and with Mount yesterday. We may see that as well being tweaked. Which does affect the competitive balance, really, doesn't it? I mean, you know, this should be the standard for the season. They should look at it next season, because it doesn't seem fair that some teams will get sawn off at different points. And, Tottenham will benefit from this. Chelsea will benefit from it at some point, without doubt. So it's not being partisan. It's just the technology.
Yeah, yeah. And Mount was offside. His foot was offside. The foot that received the ball wasn't, but the foot that was behind the line was behind the line. So what can you do?
Yeah.
Away from that, there was a football match at the Labour Party conference. You see that? The journalists beat the Labour Party 3-2. Very good game. The Labour side, though, apparently tried to sack their deputy manager at half time.
Is that right? Oh, no, look at that. Political satire. Andy Parsons may not even bother coming in.
He may think,
I'll get me coat. He's on his way back down in the lift. What's the point? He says, what's the point of even coming on?
He won't say
with
that.
The governor in the studio. But anyway, Andy Parsons is making a welcome return. He's on tour with Healing the Nation. He'll tell us more about that. It all came. The epiphany for this show came from buying a supermarket meal.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Hawksby and Jacobs here on TalkSport, making a welcome return to the studio. We were just saying last week we hadn't seen him for a while, but here he is. He is off on tour, Healing the Nation, Andy Parsons. Good to see you, Andy.
Thank you very much. I got overexcited that I knew the answer to the competition.
Yeah,
Sorry for coming in early.
You may win some tools. Are you quite handy around the house or not?
No. I've got tools. I just need know-how.
Really? Yeah. So why have you bought the tools, just on the off chance you may master them?
Oh, well, if it's a very easy job, I can definitely do it and then feel good about myself. But yes, my tools are better than I am.
Okay.
Now, I like the sound of the title of this show, because we certainly could do with it.
Yes. Yeah, well, you well know, you have to come up with the title of your tour slightly ahead of the game. So Christmas, I said, you're going out on tour in the autumn. What would you like to call it? And I said, well, obviously we're leaving the European Union on March the 31st. Theresa May's still the Prime Minister. 6 months down the lane for the autumn of 2019. Be a good time to start Healing the Nation. Everybody can come together. And it's not quite worked out like that.
It hasn't quite worked out. But, you know, it's laudable you're still hoping to heal the nation. And it came from, didn't it, a little moment in a supermarket.
So it was the day after the referendum and I'm in the supermarket off to a gig. Slightly confused as to what was going on with the country, but in the rush to get to the gig, I got my meal deal, your little three items, and lad on the till, he scanned the first two, no problems. And then the third item, he couldn't get it to scan, so he was doing all the malarkey, you know, waving it around, and there was a queue building up. I thought he was going to call the supervisor, and then to his credit, he tried to scan it one more time, wouldn't scan, so he just went beep. himself, and he chucked it through.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, we'll be fine as a nation. Yeah.
That's true. I see exactly what you mean. Ultimately, Webhams will be all right.
Yeah. We got people like that.
So you can trace that right back to Dunkirk, that moment. It's a line there right back to Dunkirk, I think.
So, it's actually been very exciting doing the warm-ups because, we do, my audiences are divided, and trying to knit them together over the course of 2 hours has been very exciting. So far, it's been successful. Yeah. Hopefully, we'll remain so.
Have you found common ground in these divided times?
Very much so. You think about what people care about, whether it's jobs, whether it's hospitals, whether it's schools. Everybody cares about those. So we have lots of common ground. And also, people know that it's a mess out there, and it's quite nice to have somebody at least point out some of the finer details of the mess.
Yeah,
I think very good at observing the zeitgeist. You know what's going on at the moment, and sort of poking, making. I mean, we remember particularly we both came to see you at the Apollo. You've got a little bit you used to do about checking social media, and it's still so relevant. It's so accurate.
All this idea of putting down your phone and connecting with people, it's incredibly relevant. 9 million lonely people. I've just fronted a campaign for loneliness. 9 million lonely people in the UK. So we did this campaign where we had to get off your phone for a little bit and have a little chat with people.
Yeah. I mean, isn't the act of, the telephone, the laptop, the tablet is a kind of lifeline still for a lot of people, though, isn't it? I mean, they probably wouldn't, unless they were talking online to people, they wouldn't talk to anybody. Ideally, it's better face.
This whole idea that we're in a Facebook bubble, I don't really believe that, because it means that you can connect with people all over the world, immediately, people you wouldn't necessarily be hearing from, and, if it's a bubble, it's a big bubble.
Yeah. And there was that brilliant line that you did where you said, that, as Andy was just alluding to there, you said, if you went to your front door and just looked out the front every 2 or 3 minutes, you'd be worried, wouldn't you? You'd be worried about yourself as a human being. Yet we don't, we think, check this, check the email, check the Facebook. Yeah. But, it's just, honestly, it's true. If you went to your front door, you'd go and see a doctor, wouldn't you?
And it's beautiful that material has still remained with you two.
I thought it was absolutely spot on.
Spot on, it's true.
Yeah.
So you're all over the
place. But it's always nice when people remind you of a material that you've forgotten. You go, that's nice.
Yeah, put it back in. Do the greatest hits. Through the front door. Lenny Henry, I turned that one, saying, people go on tour, but people want the new stuff. But in the end, they're saying, tell us one we know. Yeah. That's the thing, as a comedian, if you're Bruce Springsteen, you can do Born to Run 50 times, but you can't go on for 5 minutes.
Even if they pull the plug on you when you're trying to do it.
Exactly. You can't go on and do an old 5 minutes, can you really?
You certainly can do. I mean, Lee Evans felt he had to do Bohemian Rhapsody every time he went on because there was always half the crowd shouting for him to do it.
I suppose.
He hadn't worked up quite enough sweat already, so they wanted him to do Bohemian
Rhapsody. That's what it is, Andy. You need a set. If you had a set piece.
I do have various routines that people do still
shout.
They want
those back. Would you do that then? Will you go
to be honest, I could never remember
requests?
Them. You have various bits you remember, but actual routines, usually, there's a sort of through line that you've got to go through, and I usually can't remember it. So if I've actually got to redo one for some event where they've said, we specifically want you to do this, then I have to go back and try and find it somewhere.
Yeah, so.
I still think it's the problem for musicians. I went to see George Benson, and every time he did an old number, the crowd were, they were up, and he went, here's one for my new album.
you see that rush to the bar.
I'd now do one for my new album, which is a redo of one of an old album. Yeah.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Paul Hawksby, Andy Jacobs here on TalkSport. Comedian Andy Parsons with us in the studio. He is healing the nation. His UK tour gets underway for real tomorrow in Norwich. They like you in Norwich. You're in two nights in
Norwich. Yeah, well, I've actually got a third one lined up for the new year. We normally do three in Norwich. So, yeah, we couldn't put three together, though. I say we, the people who put the tour, I didn't know. Yeah. But
why do they love you in Norwich so much?
I think they're just, you know, there's something about Norwich. They've always been a great comedy crowd. So I don't think it's just me. I think they just generally love comedy.
They
you
love
know.
A laugh.
Alan Partridge got them going and they've not stopped for a while.
It's also quite a difficult place to get to, Norwich. It takes quite a long time to get there. Maybe they're sort of appreciative.
They just the fact you've made the effort.
They have improved it, though. But I think you're right. It's difficult to get out of Norwich. So if they come, you know, you come to Norwich, they'll go, oh, yeah.
Do they like, embrace you and start crying when they see you outside the theatre? I mean, I think from what Andy says, it sounds like people rarely venture there.
They don't actually have a theatre car park for this particular theatre, the Playhouse. So they've got to start walking there now, I think, before get there for tomorrow night.
So then you're all over the place. Stockton, heading up there, Harrogate.
We've got about 50 days before Christmas, yeah. I think. So we're Southampton the end of the week, certainly, and playing some of the beautiful old theatres. I've got to do the Bristol Old Vic. I've got I've got Harrogate Theatre coming up in a week or two, which is where I did my DVD, which is a gorgeous old sort of Victorian theatre.
Do you have much say, Andy?
I'll give them a list of, I'd like to do that one again. No need for that one. No need to put that one.
But on that weekend, let's say you've got 4th, 5th and 6th, you're working Stockton, Harrogate in Richmond. And then you have Thursday or till you're off till Thursday. Do you go back home?
Home. Yeah, do all the get to reacquaint myself with the family, and then off we go again.
Yeah, because you've got a fairly newish child, 18 months.
We were trying to work out last time I was in, but it was I hadn't seen you. So I've been changing nappies since I last saw you, and now it's nice to have a little break. So Norwich should be lovely.
Yeah. Is it you and a tour manager? Is that how it works?
It is. I thought you were going to say it was just me and changing the nappies. I don't require help, but it's just the tourists. So that's good too.
No support.
No, I like to do it. I like to go out and first off and warm up myself, and then come back and hopefully I've created a decent atmosphere to come back on in a second.
It's great. You travel. I mean, you take your own mic. I take it. You travel light.
Well, there's actually a bit in the show where we talk about you used to be able to do the old mic drop, and you'd that's it for me, ladies and gentlemen. Bang, mic drop, smash it, off you go, rock and roll. Yeah. No longer. You do that now. People have been banned from venues for just like dropping the mic and denting the mic and
really?
So we actually do a little routine about that.
So if you went on doing a Roger Daughtry, started swinging it from the old lead.
Not your Playhouse, on your blacklist. So
different acts, some like the kind of tactile thing of the microphone, using the mic as a bit of a prop, as we've seen. The way that comedians back in the day would use a fag or a pipe.
It's interesting, you've got a huge stage, haven't you, for stand-up? Yeah. And then you've got people who don't move from behind the microphone stand. So that's just there.
But some people like that. That's the thing. But I think you've got the Madonna. You've got the old thing, the little kind of... that looks like you've got a pimple on your face. You can wear hands-free.
It's OK if you're at Wembley Arena or whatever. Yeah. You can't really see it then. But if you actually see it close up, it doesn't look right, does it? No. With a bald head, I find those little the sort of the head microphones, they're not easy. One you can
what
see
happens,
a lot
then?
A lot more of the power. Well, it sort of digs into your throat. You've got the hair to cover
an indelible mark.
And you turn your head quickly and you get a little it's not nice.
At the end of the tour, it looks like you've had kind of some sort of tribal tattoo, does it? Yeah. At the end,
I might have a little handheld radio. You haven't got the lead, but you can just shout as much as you like. Yeah, well, because they're notorious, the little ones that just hang around your lip there.
Yeah.
For sort of the batteries don't work, and sometimes they have problems with the taxi service coming past and interference. So
yeah, that's great. Then there and old Hendrix, where was he playing? Was it Monterey or somewhere? He started picking up the all the security
Radio
people.
Monterey.
He's playing Star Spangled Banner, going picking up a Brian from number 15. wasn't that obviously, but the equivalent of. Has that ever happened, Danny? Have you ever picked up the local cab company?
No, but I certainly have. I've tried out those head mics. So I think when I I got to do one of the Channel 4 galas at the O2, and they were saying, "Oh, you have one of these, have one of these, sir." And Oscar, yeah. "Oh, I don't fancy."
Funny you mentioned Lee Evans earlier. A mate of mine went and saw him once, and got up. He'd had a few before the show. Went off to a decent sized theatre, but not a Normo Dome or whatever. Goes off to the loo, and he's standing there doing what he does, and suddenly, bloke next to him goes, "All right, mate." And he looks around, and it's Lee Evans. He's turned up with a mic. He's followed him into the loo with a radio mic and would not let him get away with it. Gone right up the back, right up the side, following him in the toilets.
Right. And then having a chat away with him.
He came back shamefaced.
You know, if people leave in the middle of the gig, that's always not good. Even if they're just going to the loo, it always looks like they're just walking out.
As a performer, you're quite happy to talk to people as they're going out, but to actually follow them off stage when you've got however many in the theatre is a slight risk, isn't it? Suddenly, because you're not actually sure you can be heard back in the theatre. So,
do you allow latecomers?
Yes, I do. I tend to have a little bit of space just at the top of the show, just because you don't want them dribbling in for the first 10 minutes or so. But then come game four, isn't it?
Do you do a bit of? What's your kind of day then? Do you like to get into town early if you're doing a gig somewhere?
I've been to most of these towns,
so you know these places.
Yeah, I've got a fair idea what Norwich is about. Yeah. So I don't think
the Coleman's mustard shop. You won't go there just to check it out like a pilgrimage.
To be honest, I've never been there.
Well, you've got to check it. Is it still there? I hope it's. I'm sure it must be. You're not Coleman's. Closing that.
Well, who knows? You know, I mean, I'm not aware. I'm not being a mustard fan. Green King IPA or whatever.
Now you're talking. Beautifully done for our sponsors there.
I thought you'd like that. If I remember the name of the tour company, it'd be
maybe they'll be sponsoring your next tour. That would be very nice. Yeah,
it would be good.
Manchester United lost at the weekend in a kit which we imagine will kind of go off the books quite quickly. They were wearing the kits as beige. They call it Savannah. The marketing company going.
They're going to have one kit for when they win, one kit for when they lose.
Possibly. But they've lost in this kit. So I take it Savannah will be a bit of a slow mover in the club shop.
They're in a pink kit. Is that gone now?
Well, I don't know. Saw the ones. I mean, it must be bad when you like everybody's looking at that performance. It's a bit of a watershed. So that kit will always be synonymous. So
takes you back to the West End on Saturday.
I wonder if they will let you take it back. I wonder if the club today.
I think they should.
We lost in it.
I thought for a long time. Should just do what the NFL do. The away team in the NFL just wears a white kit version of their normal kit. So white trim with their normal thing.
What about the money, though, in terms of marketing money? Well, you could just sell a white kit. I suppose you could. Yeah. Yeah.
They're not cheap, are they? So, But, I mean, to be fair, I mean, usually with the kits, people take a little while. They don't necessarily... They don't go straight for them, do they? Savannah's come out or whatever.
Yeah.
So... I would think, let's hope not too many people have purchased it if it's going to be a bit of a... But they could turn it around. By the end of the season, that could be the one
legendary Savannah kit that we won the title. It's not going to be. It might remain. They've got to wear it in a cup game against a team from a non-league side in the third round to bring it back. I think that's what Adidas will be asking.
Well, then they're losing that Savannah, and then there's no bringing it back, whatever else.
That's it. We were talking earlier on about this, the old black and yellow stripes that Palace wore in the cup final when they lost to United. I don't think they ever wore that again. Bringing out a kit just for a cup final or so, just for a big game, is always risky, isn't it?
Do you think the marketing people actually sit down and do this? They go, we could make millions of this, but it's a bit risky because may not win that game.
They must know the risks. You wear your kit for the last game of the season, you go, you absolutely stink the place out. You think, blimey, who's going to want to buy that now? You know, or we blew our chance of getting into Europe in that kit.
I think the third kit is the one that's always taken. You don't need more than two kits.
Is it like doing a gig though? You got your favourite shirt and then suddenly you do the gig and you think, oh, I'm going to burn that shirt now. The gig ain't gone very well. I'm not going back to Norwich with that Savannah shirt.
Why do comedians do that? Do you have a lucky shirt?
Well,
lucky
why just
outfit?
Comedians? I mean, if you're a
if you're an actor, you're generally wearing a
no. But if you're a sales rep, you go in and you've got, it's a tap in. You're going to get this big order. It's worth about 50 grand at the business. Massive bonus to you. You go in. You're wearing your white shirt you got from M&S.
It was an away fixture.
And you're wearing that blue tie. That's you always look good in that blue tie and that white shirt. You walk in. you blow it, somebody else gets. Do you go home? Do you burn that shirt? Do you throw that tie in the bin? I mean, I don't know.
Well, it's a white shirt. You don't. The tie definitely goes in the bin. Yeah.
I don't think you can blame the shirt all the time.
Well, you can't blame. Well, you can't blame the Savannah Kit, Andy. But no, that doesn't stop.
Maybe
people
you just
doing
put
it.
Them on in a different order the next time. Maybe you try and put the tie on first and then the shirt.
It's not. That's right. That's my superstition before I go in. Yeah, yeah. If you've got an item of clothing that you binned after an event and you're not a footballer, do let us know. Talksport.com. Text 81089. Tweet TSH and J.
It's not all bad news for United, though.
Oh yeah, yeah.
They're top of this league, the price of a pint league.
Oh yeah,
yeah. That's amazing. Their most expensive pint in the Premier League at £7.10 a pint. That is a lot
of money for Manchester as well. That's
£3
a lot
more than local rivals.
I mean,
Man City.
Now your Savannah shirt is seeming better value, isn't it? When your pint costs that much.
I think it is.
You don't want to spill a pint on it.
Even our lot, we know how to charge at the Lane. We can get a pint for £4 there if you want a fairly weak continental line.
In contrast, Spurs mark their return.
I'm looking forward to the chance involving the £7.10 a pint.
That's right. There'll be a stick to beat them with, man. £7 a pint.
I know.
That's £7.10 a pint. £7.10. Is that the most expensive? It's not the cheapest pint, is it, surely?
Well, they charge £5 for the 400 millilitres of Heineken, equivalent to £7.10 a pint.
Okay. Well, what about that? Andy, it's always a pleasure. Love it to see you. Best of luck with the tour.
Thank you very much.
Where can people find out all the dates?
All the dates, andyparsons.co.uk. So be there and all the agents. But yeah, andyparsons.co.uk will do it.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Manchester City, Watford, though. Talk about can we play you every week?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? Commission, I wonder how much the cup final played a part of that, because it just was.
Some of the impact of it was lessened. You see, it was the 125th birthday of the club. So rather than put up on the big screen, they did what they used to do all the years ago. They put Manchester City and the score, and not Watford. They put visitors. If you were a Watford, if you were Ben Foster kind of looking back at the scoreboard, you just saw the word visitors, not me.
Cancelo came on for City, known as Len in the dressing room.
He would be known as Len, for there. People, Albion and fans, and West Brom fans.
I was thinking about Harry Kane, that finish on Saturday was, I've described it as a Steve Smith-style finish. Despite falling over and stumbling, he still middled it. It was an amazing goal. Brilliant, typical
It
Harry.
Was, but it was a bit slapstick. It's not the sort of thing that would win goal of the season.
No,
it?
Of course
I mean, because it was fairly ridiculous, but he did attempt to stay on his
feet. Fairly ridiculous. And to prove horoscope and as astrology are a load of nonsense.
Wow.
Today's birthdays
Russell
include
Russell Grant on your case, mate. Really,
today's birthdays include Henry Blofeld and Bruce Springsteen. I can't think of two people more different in life than those two.
Really?
Well, can you see?
Yes.
Well, his new track, my dear old thing.
How old's Blowers then? Is he the same age as the boss? Or
no, he Blowers is 80 and Bruce is 70.
Okay, you think Bruce will still be working in town? He probably will be.
He's still a commentator.
Doing 4-hour sets. He'll have to cut it back, won't he, really?
His daughter is an international show jumper.
I know she is. I didn't know that.
Everybody needs a hungry horse. He sings at feeding time. Probably not. Sorry about that.
Are you doing your horse-based Bruce Springsteen
I'm not
songs?
Doing my horse. I was speaking to the wife last night. We were watching. I can't remember what we were watching. I think it was a question.
Born to Run in the 2:30 at Kempton,
and,
I suppose.
She was telling me, she gave me this sort of information.
Maybe not.
No.
Doesn't matter, carry on, keep going.
Fred Astaire, missed that one. Fred Astaire, when Fred Astaire was 81.
Is he coming in?
No.
Okay.
When he was 81, he married a jockey, a female jockey.
Did he really?
Did you know that?
No, I didn't know. That's great. No, yeah, yeah.
I thought a bit of interesting, sort of fairly slightly sporting.
That's
connotation.
Great. Yeah. How old was he when he died? How long did the marriage last? You know,
no idea really. I could look it up. I'll look it up in the next.
Thank
break.
You, Andy. Let's find out a bit more.
And
about
the Duke of Kent attended an affair at the Lifeboat Institution.
Oh yeah.
I don't know. Obviously, thought they were going to rescue some tennis balls that have gone over the side.
They probably did. Yeah, use them as floats.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
I don't know if you saw this story, Andy.
What is it?
This is over in Qatar. They're trying to find ways to keep everybody cool during the World Cup in 2022. Because it's going to get to about 26 degrees, even in October when it's played,
November.
So
that's all right. That's not too hot.
They're going to paint the roads blue.
Are they?
Yeah, going to paint the roads blue. The blue heat-reflective pigment contains hollow ceramic microspheres. Of course it does. Which do not heat up as much as tarmac. and will keep heat away from fans.
All right.
You see footage of Rachel Brooks. Is she in Japan at the Rugby World Cup? Or where is
Singapore.
She? Oh, she was in Singapore.
For the Formula One.
Yeah. She, it was, she said, she tweeted out the fact of just how hot it was in Singapore.
Mm.
Basically, I think she stood still for a couple
she
of minutes.
She fried an egg on a pavement?
No, but okay. The soles of her shoes, when she tried to move, the soles of her shoes ripped off from the base of her shoes. Yeah, because they had kind of, they welded themselves to the hot tarmac.
I'd say that is quite hot.
That is quite hot. Isn't
honestly,
it?
Somebody, Colin Vaughan from Southampton, he's a bloke that wrote to the Sun today.
Okay, fair enough.
He said, Singapore is choked with dense smog, so it hardly needed the Grand Prix on its streets at the weekend. You think, there's absolutely no logic in that, Colin, because with a street
first
race...
First name terms.
Well, I am. With a street race, all the traffic that's normally there isn't there. So, actually, it was less polluting that weekend than normal. It didn't add to the pollution. It actually caused less pollution because the cars couldn't use the streets because they were having a Grand Prix. So you haven't thought this through, Colin, have you, really?
Although that's quite concentrated pollution in a Grand... Have you ever... I just know some people who live.
Well, it
in
wouldn't be more than you know, the centre of wherever it was.
Singapore. Yeah, you could forgot that rather. That's why we do Don't Ask Me.
Well, I was trying to think what the capital of Singapore is.
Yeah, you can smell a Grand Prix when you're near a Grand Prix.
Oh,
some people used to live
Grand
in Toaster,
yeah.
And they were there near Silverstone. Yeah. Man, you can smell the burning rubber.
Oh, yeah, no, you can
smell
yeah.
the fuel, and you can hear it as well.
There's a Green King pub in Kentish Town, I don't know if they're going to get
yeah.
them, who have basically transformed themselves into a makeshift dormitory.
Saw the pictures, yeah. People are sleeping there because so the yeah. early starts in the rugby.
That's right. They were guaranteed a front row seat at 5:45 a.m. to see Italy beat Namibia. Well, fine, okay. I'm not sure I would for that one, but there you go. I suppose I'm not the target audience.
I can't see you with a drink in your hand at 5:45 in the morning.
No,
it's not
really.
Very much your style, is it?
The pub was given a makeover complete with beds, tables, lamps, plus all the essentials required for a good night's sleep.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Don't ask me to leave it out.
Here we go, then. Five questions based on last week's show. Switch on, Andy.
Yeah.
Will Mellor was here.
Will Mellor, yeah.
What do Brits, through Will's eyes, do for 40 miles a year?
Scroll.
They scroll through their phones 40 miles a year scrolling. Mm. That's right. Tony Hawks was here. He's got a new musical that he's written and he stars in. What's it called?
Oh, what's it called? Tony Hawks musical. What's it about?
This is for the fridge freezer. Have to hurry you.
God.
love this section.
Oh, I don't know. I just can't remember.
Midlife Cowboy.
Oh, of course it was.
That was close. We spoke to horse racing fan Dave Whitaker on Wednesday. What did he do in a chivalrous act?
He saved his girlfriend as a horse veered towards the rail.
He did. Okay. We had a comedian, a Manchester United fan, in on Tuesday. First time he'd been in. He's about to appear in Live at the Apollo. What was his name?
He was good as well.
Yeah, he was good, yeah. How soon?
Live at the
soon
Apollo.
Kay Curd, it was.
Oh, Kay Curd, put you through. Yeah.
And Emil Heskey was here on Monday. What was the title of his book?
it's been a bad week for me, so... No idea.
Even Heskey scored.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that was an utter
right.
disaster. But that will be back next week. We'll see you tomorrow.
I thought you said the questions were easy.
I thought they were easy.
They're really difficult.
It's your memory that's got problems, not the questions.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Well, that was a disaster, wasn't it? Don't ask me.
You told me it was going to be
easy.
Well,
I thought they were easy. They were easy questions.
You lulled me into a false sense of security.
Easy question. Midlife Cowboy. I thought you would have remembered that.
Yeah,
poor old Tony Hawks. It's his life's work. Emil Heskey, I mean, he's a big guest we had last Monday.
Yeah, it was big.
Couldn't
yeah.
remember. Emil, even Heskey scored. We said what a good title it was. What happened
title?
To you?
Yeah, I don't know.
Just not putting the work in.
Absolutely hopeless.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow. Jane Couch, Pioneer Women's Boxing with us in the studio. Have a great evening.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.